Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you found $100 on the street, would you pick it up or keep walking? Of course you'd take the money. So why do you keep picking winners and not betting on them? That's why I go to MyBookie. It's fast, it's easy, and they pay you when you win. Let's face it, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. Listen, I wouldn't be telling you guys to bet with them if they weren't the best, so do the smart thing. If you're going to bet football this season, bet with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. If all of your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings, and no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of the year. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code CHAIR to activate the offer. That's promo code CHAIR, C-H-A-I-R. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
UVA football is the softest bunch of cream puffs, bow tie wearing, brie cheese eating, NASCAR wearing wussies I've ever seen in my life. I'm gonna punch people from UVA right in the neck. They wear suits to games. That's absurd.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Guys and Ties podcast. This is Dustin. And I'm with Rob. And, you know, we've got a double episode week this week because we didn't get one out last week. Once again, my voice was gone. Gave it to the Hoos. It was well worth it, I would say. Rob, how are you doing?
Very good, man. Very good.
And we're doing basketball this episode, so it's a great day for Hoos. We're doing this on Sunday. So if anything comes out between now and whenever we release it, don't, you know, get mad because we are doing this on Sunday. And we're going to talk about the ACC schedule. You know, this was released a couple weeks ago, but we're going to go over it, and we're just going to kind of give our quick thoughts on it and how we feel about it. And I think the first thing we can do is, you know, just going through it. We play six teams twice this year instead of four, and this is different from previous years. ACC has expanded the games played from 18 to 20, so all teams are going to play 20 games this year, which is a little bit different, and I'm not really sure what's going to happen with it, but I'm kind of excited because ACC is the best conference in basketball, in my opinion, and I would say, you know, better to play more ACC teams than other teams. What do you think, Rob?
I don't know. I kind of like the out-of-conference stretch. I think it's good to rest the players just because, like, you know, at least as far as we've seen, when you're, like, a real contending team, which now Virginia kind of safely is, like, you want to do well in the ACC play, but like it's really kind of all at the end that where it really matters. So I don't know. As long as the guys stay rested and, you know, there's generally some good breaks in the schedule here. So hopefully it won't be that big a deal. But I'm kind of pro 18 game schedule.
Well, we'll see how it goes this year. I will say that it is interesting. Now, I think non-conference games are that much more important. So like this year, Purdue is like our big, and South Carolina, I guess, are big non-conference games. And so it'll be really interesting to see if we end up scheduling more high-profile programs in the future to kind of balance out this, you know, lack of non-conference games.
Or the opposite, whether they just kind of give up on non-conference and say, hey, we got to play 20 ACC games.
Which I would hate because that just is not great for – for me, for the fans, because I want, you know, I want to see us play teams like, you know, Kentucky or, you know, Texas, you know, teams like, you know, that we've never played before and probably never will until tournament time, you know, not no Big Ten teams because we play them all the time every year. I don't know.
I'm very pro. If we could play Villanova every year, I would. I know Tony and Jay are kind of tight and they scrimmage every year. So they probably never will. Someone, I forget who it was, someone laid down on Twitter a couple months ago too, kind of the case for playing Kentucky, which I was kind of into as kind of like a non-conference rivalry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm with you. I hope there's still an emphasis on
Even like a team like UNLV that's like historically great, but you know, isn't that good anymore. You know, I think things like that would be interesting. So it'll be interesting to see what the team starts doing with that. But let's go ahead and dive into the schedule. And first thing that I notice that I hate is that our first game is not only a conference game, but it's on the road. Rob, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's the ACC Network effect, man. They want to put their games in prime time and even put them on ACC Network instead of an ESPN or something
that. Yeah. And I know, I will say that this schedule was set before we won the national championship. We were going to play Q's at Q's, first game of the season, November 6th on a Wednesday. But, you know, it just kind of sucks. Like, we have to wait until we get home for that to be a first home game. And we could already be 0-1.
Yeah, we're the first defending national champion to open against a Division I opponent on the road in 52 years.
Yeah.
That's just not what happens.
It's not what happens. It's very weird. And I feel like it's a little disrespectful to Virginia. But at the same time, I mean, they could switch it, right? Like, we play Q's twice this year. So couldn't we switch the games? I don't know. I feel like it's too hard at this
point. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I think it would be nice. But then we would have three away games in a row. That would be a lot. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, let's dive in. Let's take a shallow dive into the schedule. And first off, our six opponents that we play twice are Tech and Louisville, as always. But this year, we also play UNC, Syracuse, as I said, Boston College, and Florida State. So, you know, we've got a good mix of teams that are going to be good and okay this year for our doubles, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And especially UNC and Louisville. I'm really excited to play twice this year. We get them both at home and on the road. Those are going to be great tests for our defense and our offense, considering, you know, UNC is always good somehow. They're reloaded. Cole Anthony is an impact freshman. He's going to be a lottery pick for sure, and it'll be really exciting to see him. And also, Louisville's probably going to be a top five team preseason, if not for the entire year. And Louisville's probably going to be the favorite to win the ACC this year as well. So always great to have Louisville as well, and good to see that they're, you know, relevant again after kind of a dip with the whole Patino mess. But yeah. I think Chris Mack's got a good thing going there.
No, absolutely. And I mean, even Florida State, man, not as high profile, but we know how those games go. Those are always physical.
Florida State. I hate them. I always feel like there's bad blood between Florida State and UVA. Like, even last year, like, Leonard Hamilton ran up the score on our walk-ons.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. Like, it was so bad. It was so mean.
And then they knocked us out of the ACC tournament.
Yeah,
so.
Which was, you know, good for them. That was a good game. But like, also a couple of years ago, you know, Okara White was trying to fight, you know, London Prentice and Justin Anderson. And there's always, like, drama with Florida State and UVA. And I just don't like playing. I'm so happy we beat them in football this year. It felt really good.
Yeah, there'll be some tests, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and there's a couple other notes that I want to say. You know, our bye week is right in the middle of the grind. It's, you know, I think we got actually 10 games and then another 10 games after it.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little off, but, you know, it's right in the middle of the ACC grind. So it's nice. You know, we get a week break between Florida State and Clemson. So it's coming off a, you know, kind of rough stretch where we got three out of five on the road. And then we've got we've got Clemson at home coming after that. So the bye week is nice. And I think it's good that it's coming there. Our last four games, I think, are going to be the hardest stretch of the schedule. We're at Tech on February 26th, which is a Wednesday. We got Duke at home, which is a Saturday. We got at Miami March 4th, which is a Wednesday. And then we're Louisville at home to end the season, which is March 7th, a Saturday. So it's right before ACC tournament starts. And that game could very well determine, you know, our seeding in the ACC tournament, and also Louisville seeding the ACC tournament. So I think that game's going to be really high profile. You know, especially having Duke and Louisville in back-to-back home games, Saturday games as well, it's going to be great.
That'll be awesome. It'll be an awesome atmosphere.
Could very well have two game days that year, but they probably won't do that.
Yeah, and a lot depends on how good we'll end up being, too.
Of course, yeah. But, and, you know, we're going to be good this year, I think. And we're going to talk about this down the road when season actually is about to start in November. But we're going to be fine this year. We're going to be just fine. We're going to lose a couple more games than we are used to, probably. But Momedy's back. Kihei's back. So we're going to be fine, I think.
Yeah.
Couple more things. We've got another really tough stretch where we are at Louisville, home against Notre Dame, and then at UNC. So that's a week where we play probably two top 10 teams, maybe at least two top 25 teams on the road, and then Notre Dame at home. Notre Dame should be not great this year, but definitely better than last year where they were kind of at the bottom of the ACC. Rex Pfluger is back. He's actually a really good player, really fun to watch. So it's good to see that he's over his knee injury and his back as well. And it's going to be interesting this season, you know, knowing that we're on top and we're going to have a target on our backs, which is not something that we're used to. I mean, I guess that you could say we had a target on our backs after the UMBC loss, but it's a different kind of target this year. Yeah. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this team comes out and shows what they got.
I mean, there's a lot of intriguing matchups, no doubt, and there always will be in the ACC schedule. So it's really just like where the games fall. And like you said, those are probably the two stretches, kind of both middle of the season, end of the season, that I'm really interested in. And I mean, especially towards the end of the season, kind of once you know what this team will be made of. And, you know, I mean, after we'll see how good Virginia Tech ends up being. Mm-hmm. A lot of turnover in Blacksburg this offseason.
I think they're going to be bad. That's my guess.
But I mean, you look at February 29th, Duke, Miami on a Wednesday. I hate playing at Miami. It's kind of like Tech. Their arena's so dark. Yeah. I just don't like playing at Miami.
And no one in Miami likes Miami basketball. Yeah. So like no one's ever there. It's like a dead atmosphere. At Miami is going to be weird. You know, Pitt at Pitt as well. You know, Pitt should be better this year as well. They'll probably be lower middle of the ACC, I'd expect. And better than last year, though. Clemson, you know, always okay. Boston College should be decent this year as well. NC State, kind of a wild card, but, you know, they could be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, ACC's, you know, just pretty solid, top through bottom, except for really Wake and Georgia Tech and probably Virginia Tech as well.
Yeah.
Those are the three bottom feeders.
Also, not a ACC game, but the fact that South Carolina is getting played on ABC, kind of interesting. I don't know if I can remember a basketball game being played on ABC.
Weird, but fun.
Yeah. Anyway, random.
Random. Speaking of ABC and ESPN games, you know, we've got 12 games featured on one of the ESPN networks, ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPNU, and there's an additional 5 games that are going to be featured on the ACC network, which includes the first opening game at Syracuse, which should be, you know, a massive game for them. That's going to be a fun atmosphere. Sorry, Comcast customers, you still cannot watch those games. And the only ACC games that are going to be on local channels are the home game against Tech at Wake Forest, and then also home against Clemson. So every other game you should be able to watch either on ACC Network or one of those ESPN channels, which, you know, is really great for us. We're going to be able to watch a lot of UVA basketball this year.
Yeah, Raycom days are done.
Thank gosh. Thank God. And we can stream it now, too. So, like, yeah, there's no huge more, like, blackout dates. It's just
digging through Reddit, trying to find
nightmare Raycom. Love you, Raycom. You were my childhood, but, like,
it was time.
Bye. Yeah, and I like the schedule. I don't think it's unfair. I think there's some tough stretches, but, you know, we're really going to see what this team is made of, you know, come February. And we're going to know exactly who we are. And we're going to know whether we're a real contender in the ACC this year or not.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be fun, man. It'll be a learning season for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You know, there's none of the unbalanced schedule talk that'll be tossed around. We play teams really, especially in Carolina and Louisville, playing them twice. But
yeah, yeah. Louisville is going to be really good. Really excited to see how they come out this year. Any other thoughts about basketball, the schedule?
No, I mean, like we've said, man, it's like football's kind of fun still right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, basketball, I mean,
I know
basketball's really only little over a month away.
I'm not looking ahead, Rob. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah. Know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like I barely looked at the schedule before we did this podcast. I was like, oh, I got a prayer for this. Let me look at this real quick.
No,
it's like one of those things that came out. I was like, oh, okay, but it's still football season.
Right.
So can't it's kind of fun.
I did look ahead by accident. So I have a whole Twitter thread on this.
Yeah, it's
if
very
you
good.
If you want to look at it, go there. But, you know, we wanted to do a podcast on it as well to get it out to our non-Twitter users. And there are some of you, I guess. I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
Branch out.
There has to be. We got to spread somehow. Yeah. But anyway, I think that's all we have for today. Short pod, quick update on basketball. We're going to get those updates out to you as they come in. Once again, you know, not the hottest news right now in basketball. I know Tony's been hosting some top recruits. We got a top 35 recruit in Caleb First, who has been visiting a lot. He's one to keep an eye on. And we will get that news out to you as it comes. And with that, I think this is the end of the episode. So thank you so much for listening. This is the Guys in Tights podcast. Hope you've enjoyed this double week special. And it's not really special since we gypped you last week. But make sure to follow us on Twitter at Guys in Tights Pod. Make sure to follow us on iTunes and Spotify at Guys in Tights Pod if you want to keep listening to us. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Snapchat as well. Rob's got great content over there. A lot of plans for that.
It's on the come up.
We're laughing because it's been kind of dark, but it's coming back. It's coming back. And make sure to follow, give a Armchair All-Americans a look. They Armchair Media have got a lot of really great podcasts for all your favorite teams. So make sure to give them a look. And we will see you guys next week. Go Hoos.